Hello, gems. Welcome in. This is Sapphire, and I'm your host for the Virtual Voices podcast. In this episode, we'll be continuing our conversation with Panda Pat. And some of the things we'll be talking about is how VTubing can change your day-to-day life, how to deal with the struggle of what people would call a saturated community, and why it is so important to build yourself a supportive and positive community that's going to lift you up no matter what the circumstance might be. Let's go. Awesome. So my next question for you is, how has your actual lifestyle changed since you become a VTuber? Golden Knight in the chat also asked this question. It was also one I had, so good question, Golden. But go ahead, Panda.
Oh my gosh. So... How has it not changed? Like, it's right. been insane. Like, the jump into it. Like, guys, I started VTubing, and I went in, and I had a different VTuber at the time. Like, I had a different model, a 3D model. And then, right at the beginning, I was like, you know, this model doesn't feel like me. So I switched to who I call Panda Bro, who is part of my lore now. But when I started with him, it's so crazy how, like, I went in this with zero expectations. No idea about the VTuber community, really. Just was like, ooh, yay, I'm jumping in. And when people started wanting to come in and talk to me, I was, like, shook. I was like, why are you guys here? Why do you like me? Shout out to Maria Latte. She was one of the first. But it's life-changing and a lot of validation to have people come in and genuinely just, like, want to talk to you and like you. Yeah. And they uplift you as much as you uplift them. And it's weird because you meet people from different countries, from like all over. And once this ball started rolling down this hill, girl, it was like, oh, now I'm collabing. Now I'm making my own YouTube channel. Now this is all happening because the hunger to like learn and grow just like it just blasted off. So I've been adapting almost just like constantly because I'm learning so much, right? Like,
yes.
How it's changed me is I feel like for me, it's made me a more self-aware and healthier person. Because of the balance I have also in my day-to-day life.
Yeah.
It's hard, though. Like, I'm not gonna, like, sit here and tell you guys it isn't hard.
Yeah. I'm glad that you prefaced it, too, with it being difficult. Because, you know, when we look at successful VTubers or successful content creators, it's oftentimes that you think it's so easy or you don't get to see really all the behind-the-scenes work. And some people are pretty quiet about the behind-the-scenes work. And everyone sees it as like an instant gratification, like I want to grow right away or I want to be able to do this right away. But it's not that. It is so, guys, there's so much work that goes in behind the scenes. And again, I don't know, for me, art and VTubing and content creation, like much like you, Panda, has changed my life for as far as self-awareness goes and validation and just helping you really blossom and grow into who you want to be. So if you're considering being a content creator and that sounds like, you know, something that really vibes with you, definitely, you know, consider doing content creation, not even just necessarily as a VTuber, but as really whatever kind of impact you want to have on the world.
Yeah, exactly. And don't limit yourself, guys. Do not feel like there's a one-way track to VTuber.
Yes.
It is the Wild West. Literally, be whatever you want to be, and it will be great. Just put what you want out there in the world. I was going to say as well, the biggest thing is I've made so many friends. And
yeah,
during COVID and that, man, it gets lonely. But now I know people from, you know, all walks of life, different ages, and all over the globe. That's the weirdest part, is suddenly you have a bunch of international friends and you're like, what is this? I never knew. Like, you know, I love the friendship. The friendship's been probably the highlight.
Yeah. I agree. And sometimes it's scary, you know, to think that if you didn't start doing this, that you wouldn't have met some of the people that become the most important people in your life.
Exactly. If the risk wasn't taken, because at the beginning, guys, some people do know how to kind of market themselves and they kind of hit it off right away and have a huge community. Most of us do not. So
yeah.
When I started, I was like, I'm talking to myself. Tick, tack, tick, tack. What am I doing? What is Twitch? And then when the people started showing up, that was really awesome. Like, it's euphoric in a way.
Yeah.
It's euphoric. But again, I wasn't sad. I didn't let myself be sad if, like, suddenly there wasn't as many people or not. Because my expectations were set in a way that was just like, whatever happens, happens. And if I will take this as far as I can go. And once it ends, it ends. That's literally my view as being a VTuber. I will take it as far as it goes. And when it's over, the journey's over.
Also, I want to bring up something Mama Willow said in chat. Mama Willow said, if more people looked at the content creation industry with the mindset of knowing it is harder to do, less people would want to do it. There are so many people doing it already that you either sink or swim, and you will need to work hard to get to the place that your idols are at already, just like they did.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying, Mama Willow. Honestly, you're right. Like, it is hard work, but Willow, I tell anyone that they couldn't go for their dreams, and I would never.
Yeah.
I would never. I would not limit anyone for going for their dreams, regardless.
Yeah.
Of the situation, but I think there needs to be a little bit more of a talk about it's not easy.
Yeah.
Don't you think, Sapphire? You know, like, I would never limit anyone to go for their dreams, but sometimes it's just like, you know, this is going to be hard work. But how about this? Yes, it's going to be hard work, but we should try to create support networks to help people.
Yeah.
With their dreams.
Yes.
That's my mindset.
Yes, I agree with you. And I mean, being as far as like my content creation, our community, the Eternal Gems, we're all about, you know, pushing people and believing them and that self-belief aspect, which you said, which I believe is so important, because if I didn't get that from you guys in my community while growing up in the circumstances that I grew up in, I don't think that I would have taken this path because of all the doubt and the negativity that I was surrounded by growing up. It's because of the self-belief and communities and people like you, Panda Pat, that helped me with that mindset of, you know, no matter what you where you come from and no matter what your background is, you can do what you set your mind to do. Is it going to be easy? No, but you know, nothing that is worth it is easy.
Yeah, nothing is worth it, guys. There's highs and lows. Like, we don't talk about it because we have a, you know, we have a show to run.
Right.
And I say the show must go on.
Yeah.
The show doesn't mean, like, in Sapphire, in my case, again, we don't, like, we're not doing a character per se, right? Yeah, like, you know, so it's not like every day we got to write our dialogue, but you are there to make an impact on other people's lives. And sometimes that comes at the cost of, like, you got to smile, you got to keep going. But guess what? When you build an awesome community like you guys or my community, love you, Bamboos. I have to tell you this example, Sapphire, you'll love this. I got very sick and I had to stop VTubing and I was stressed about it, so stressed, but I was very sick. The Bamboos, I was like worried how they would react to that for me not being as consistent as I was. They literally came out full force when I returned. They wrote me a get well. They were there.
Strangers
who I've just met on the internet who just like to talk to me. And that is freaking amazing. Like, that's amazing. And if you build that, community is, like, I think the biggest thing. I don't know where I'm going with this, but also shout out to the Bamboos and Sapphire's community.
yes, that's, and again, we all need that support, especially during a time like this. And the fact that your community is willing to support you, which very well deserved, because what you stand for and your values are out of this world, and I am so here for it. That's awesome to hear. And I'm sorry about your sickness, but I'm glad, you know, maybe it helped give you some time to, you know, self-reflect and think about where you want to go.
Yeah, I usually think of hurdles like that. It's like, maybe this is a time I need to think about, like, do I change directions? What am I doing? Because once you get caught up in VTuber, you're so busy.
Yeah.
So busy. No time to...
It takes over your life.
It takes over your... Suddenly, you're like, I've been on the computer for 24 hours. And then you walk away, but then you're on your phone like, okay, I gotta check the Discord. I gotta do...
Exactly. That's how it is.
You think it ends, but it doesn't end. But yeah, like, it's so wonderful. But, like, I have to say, Sapphire, your community inspired my community, so... Let's talk about, like, paying it forward. Like,
yes!
Actions you do towards others, like, the pay it forward system, it works. Sapphire was, her community inspired me so much that when I started my community, I was literally like, you know, that's something that I want to emulate in the fact of just how much you were giving to your community too, you know?
Thank you, Panda! So in this episode, we learned about, you know, how important it is to build a supporting community and to believe in yourself through content creation and streaming, and how powerful that can be. And hopefully these messages and what Panda Pat and I talked about will carry into the rest of not only your day, but the rest of your streaming hobby, journey, career, whatever you end up deciding to make it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you, Gems, on the next episode. Bye.